Jay Hall.
Hi, is Jim in?
No, he isn't in today. May I help you?
You might be able to. Is this Glenda?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Glenda. It's Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff. I don't know if you remember, we spoke back in August. You told me that Jim usually brings on equipment towards the end of the year, and we might be able to help out in regards to equipment financing and working capital. Do you remember speaking with me?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh, I remember your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just trying to circle back with you guys here, see, you know, what y'all have in the hopper, if you have anything coming up, or possibly help out. Has Jim mentioned anything along those lines?
No, he hasn't, but I can take your number and have him to call you if there's anything that he's interested in.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So again, it's 858.
Uh-huh.
779.
Okay.
0432.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Glenda, does he have like specific pieces of equipment that he usually brings on?
No, not really. He's it's slowed down. Business is really slowed down right now.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah, it's just in this area. I mean, you know, because we're in southeastern Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the coal mines have all shut down. They're shutting down everything. And
so are you guys directly related to, like, the coal industry?
A lot of it, yeah, a lot, yeah.
What type of work do you guys usually do for them?
He does, you know, he has cranes. He has
mm-hmm.
cranes, and he works with, like, the high wall. He'll do high wall miners. He'll, you know, take apart high wall miners and, you know, move them and put them back together. He does a lot of that. And but it's slowed down a lot. You know, business has slowed down a lot. But, I mean, we've still got a good business. I mean, he's still got a good business, but you know, it still has slowed down a lot. You know, he does.
Yeah, it's just one of those seasons, you know, like, coming up towards the end of the year here, the fourth quarter might just slow down in general because of, I guess, the overall economy, really.
But, you know, in this area, though, it's, you know, it'll never be what it used to be. So,
How is it used to be? Like Golden Ages type deal?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah, I mean, it used to be great, you know, but...
How long you guys been in business over there?
Oh my gosh, he's done this. I mean, you know, before he was in the crane business, you know, they were, you know, he was, well, he was a coal broker during this time too. And then, you know, they rent trucks for his coal trucks. And so, you know, he's gone through phases of different things. But you know, the coal is gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, mainly he's rental. You know, he does rental property now in crane business. So, you know,
yeah, I was about to ask is, you know, because of things becoming slow, do you guys, I guess, shift your focus a little bit, change what your business strategy is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Jim's a good business person. He, you know, he looks ahead, so, yeah, he does different things.
Right. How are you guys going to compensate for the slowness? Do you have any plans to grow? Does Jim have any, like, you know, really good ideas that can help bolster him out of this little period right now?
Well, he has, I mean, you know, like I said, he does rental. He's purchased quite a bit of rental property. And, he does, I mean, just different types of rental property, different
mm-hmm.
business that, you know, that's still going good. And he's just, he supplements, you know, different ways like that. And then, you know, he's just looks ahead. I mean, you know, he's just.
Yeah, I always feel as if, like, one of the smarter calls to do if you want to diversify your company and, like, have supplemental income is investing in real estate, you know, income properties that can produce a nice little, return and give you some money to float yourself.
Right.
It's like, I mean, there's not a lot much that you can really do on the side to prevent, you know, yourself from collapsing. There's only ways to push through it, and if one of the ways is to go the real estate path, and you know, props to Jim for finding that out and taking that upon himself to really do that, you know.
Mm-hmm. He always thinks ahead, and you know, he's always one step ahead, and he's a good business person. Of course, he's been in business for since late 70s, I guess he started, you know, in business in the late, in the 70s. And so he's, you know, he's seen different trends, you know, come and go, you know, different types of businesses. And,
so is he trying to get more into real estate now, or does he always want to stay within, like, the coal industry?
Oh, well, I mean, it's down here, as far as down here, the coal, is, you know, you may as well say it's gone, you know, and the government is going to phase it out more and more. So, you know, it's gone, I mean, pretty much. But, you know, as far as his cranes, he does stuff other than stuff for the coal businesses.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what other stuff does he do besides the two that you told me, besides the crane and the real estate? Does he have, like, other business ventures that helps him out?
Well, pretty much now, right, at this point, that's pretty much it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll look into other stuff, but, you know, it's right now, that's what he's doing.
So it's, I just want to be able to, like, get a better picture of the business. So it's crane services that you guys offer, such as, like, lifting and rigging, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is it mainly just, like, the coal itself, like the coal product that you guys move, or is it, like, equipment for other coal mines?
No, as of right now, I mean, you know, well, like I said, the coal business is pretty much gone. It's just,
uh-huh.
You know, now, you know, we do, you know, for just any kind of business. I mean, we work for, like, electrical companies, factories,
mm-hmm.
You know, just anybody, you know, people that's building factories, you know, just lifting, you know, anything.
Now, Glenda, I can imagine that the crane industry is a very niche industry, so it's very competitive. How do you guys, like, deal with other competitors? How do you guys separate yourselves from them?
Well, actually, being experienced, being licensed, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be certified. You know, some companies aren't. You know, in their experience. Jim and the guy that works for him, you know, they've got years and years of experience and just being good. That's one thing.
Yep. I could imagine how far experience, you know, goes within solidifying a customer base. A lot of your customers probably would want that experience more than price. You know, they know, okay, the job's going to get done and it's going to get done very well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because you know, you take somebody that it's not good at that or not experienced, you know, you can mess up a lot of stuff.
True. All right, Glenda, I was just trying to touch base here with you guys, see, you know, if you had any fourth quarter plans that would require some of my assistance, and it looks like you guys are probably going to be set, but if you don't mind letting Jim know that I called, maybe he has some plans upcoming that might be able to help him out with.
I'll sure tell him you called.
All right, Glenda. Appreciate that. It was good catching up with you here.
Thank you.
You take care now. Bye.